This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence.
KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
Hey, they gazed in wild wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Are you ready for this? Yes, I believe today we're all ready for this. It's about time that we all come together, black, white, men, women, Democrats and Republicans, and fight the good fight. Now, if we don't do it now, it's probably never going to happen. Hey, lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriots. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. I want to go over to rural southeastern Missouri County. That the ex-sheriff there, former Mississippi County Sheriff Corey Hutcherson, who was originally charged with 28 federal counts but pleaded guilty in November to just two counts, wire fraud and identity theft. He resigned after the guilty plea. He apologized during Monday's hearings. Federal guidelines would have allowed up to 16 months in prison. He will serve 4 months of home confinement and three years of supervised release after his prison term. Investigators painted a picture of a law enforcement officer out of control. In addition to his criminal charge, Hutcherson was named in a lawsuit over a 2017 death of an inmate at the county jail. Now, he's actually not going to spend any time in federal prison. He's going to serve 4 months of home confinement and 3 years of supervised release after his prison term. So I don't think that's too bad. I don't think it's too good. I think anybody caught doing anything wrong should get some time, and I think Corey Hutcherson should have gotten some time. But, you know, I'm not here to dissuade the federal authorities about how they want to persecute or prosecute a man for what he's done. But I just want to say I think that's getting off awful cheap to do four months of home confinement and 3 months of supervised release after that 4 months of home confinement. But again, that's up to the judge, jury, and executioner, and that's what they decided to do. So that's what they've done. I want to go over to the east side momentarily. A man was discovered Monday morning below a train overpass suffering from a gunshot wound. He later died at the hospital. Police said that at the intersection of Interstate 64 overpass and 25th Street, there was a gunshot victim about 2 a.m. They found Darian Connors, 22, under the viaduct of a transport, Metrolink transport train, of a gunshot wound. He was transported to the hospital where he died a short time later. The homicide is being investigated by the East St. Louis Police Department and the Illinois State Police. If you have any information, you can call 1-866-371-8255. 8477 or also the Illinois State Police Special Agent Tyrus Irwin at 618-484-5189. Now, I've been a homicide detective in East St. Louis long enough. I've been the chief of police in Washington Park three different times, and I know the situation there, and I know it gets out of hand sometime, but when it does, we just have to take it for what it's worth and move on. Let's move back to St. Louis, if we can, at least for just for a little bit. I have a few things we need to discuss. Megan King Edmonds. She was a social media superstar. She's a wife of retired St. Louis Cardinal baseball player Jim Edmonds and a former cast member of the TV show Real Housewives of Orange County. They built a home in St. Louis County near the Frontenac Mall in 2018. And she had been addressing rumors about her husband having an affair with another woman while she was pregnant with her twins last year. Edmonds, 48, Mr. Edmonds admitted he had a lapse of judgment, but denied he had a physical affair after a website published alleged illicit photographs and texts between Edmonds and an anonymous woman. Now, Megan Edmonds posted this blog saying, "I'm sad about the rumors Friday. I don't want to write this, but I have written it, and now I am sad. I found out the same way you guys did. I found out through the tabloid." She said that she had never left a voicemail for the other woman. She said, "I called Jim and he confessed to me that he exchanged lewd photographs with this woman over the course of several months and had a physical relationship, but never ended up being that physical. He paid her off to protect me so I'd never find out. Yeah, here I am writing about it. Do I believe him? I don't know." And she just goes on and on saying how she's a simple woman. She just wants a simple marriage. And then she's got her husband. She says, "I don't care about the stupid, massive house." She says, "I don't care about my new car. I don't give a damn about my diamonds. What does any of these things mean if I can't have the most basic need? It means nothing. Smoke and mirrors. I love him. How can I turn my feelings away so quickly?" And, they've talked about it. And she said, "Well, I'm exhausted." And here's my take on it. Now, here's a woman who was having twins. She had a husband who I was told through many sources was a real no good, no count, good for nothing son of a bitch. She says, "I feel sad. I feel so sad. I feel abandoned. My best friend, my number one person, has lied to me. Who is he? Do I even know who he is?" And it says, "In the days of digital media, we don't know what we're getting. We don't know if the person we've been with has a solid reputation or, they're just a victim of a crime." And she says here at the end, she says, "Marriage is a choice every damn day. On some days I hate him. On the days I want to run from him. On the days I want to approach him. On some of the days I want to get with some hot dude on Instagram luring me with trips and money or whatever the hell else the sleazy, greasy people do. So yes, marriage is a choice on a bad day, and it's also a choice on a good day. It's never easy and beautiful, but it's the way it is." And I have to agree with her. But I think when this is all said and done, you're going to find out that this is not going to last. I don't think Mrs. Edmonds input signal not found. I don't think Mrs. Edmonds is going to tolerate this much longer. Now, I could be wrong, but I really don't believe that I'm going to be wrong on this. I want to come back to Illinois, I guess, for a little bit. I want to find out. An Edwardsville resident is nominated to fill the vacant Madison County board seat. Kurt Prinsler, the county board chairman, has nominated Victor Valentine Jr. to fill the vacancy on the 17th district seat on the Madison County board. Prinsler said he selected Valentine of Edwardsville to fill a seat that was left open by Democrat Ann Gardman, who moved to another part of Edwardsville, which is not in the district. So he's nominated Victor Valentine Jr. for that position. Now, I don't know Victor Valentine. I met with Kurt Prinsler, the chairman up in Madison County. I met with him on Sunday and had a little bit of food with him, and we talked for quite a while. I think it's going to be a good choice. I don't know what kind of man Victor Valentine Jr. is, but I do believe that if Kurt Prinsler says he's a decent man, then I would think that he probably is a decent man. Now, I'm not that familiar with everything that goes on in Madison County, but I would hope that if they picked this gentleman, Victor Valentine Jr., to hold that position until 2020, that he is a decent man, then he may go ahead and run for office again. And if he does, I do in fact wish him the best. Where do I want to go now? Let's go ahead and stay in the same scope. I want to go to the Wildwood area over in Missouri. Said a man was killed in a house fire in Wildwood early Friday morning. It said officials said Monday the cause of fire does not appear suspicious and there was no criminal charges tied to the fire at that time. They said they responded to smoke about 8:15 a.m. Firefighters found the house on fire and the man inside was dead. The fire escalated to a two-alarm blaze with several fire departments responding. A firefighter was also taken to the hospital with a minor, very, very minor injury. But, you know, I say to that, I would think, and maybe there's no truth to it, but I would think at the end of the day, that situation has to be somewhat where this gentleman might have been involved in something. I don't think he was sleeping and fell asleep with a cigarette in his mouth at 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. So I would think at that point, you know, maybe it's self-inflicted. He was found dead. They didn't have a lot in the newspaper about, you know, this situation. But being an ex-police officer, I have to say, if someone's found dead in their house at 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, I would say more times than not that it's a self-inflicted wound. Now, I could be wrong. I've never been wrong. I thought I was wrong once, but found out I wasn't. But I just about have to say that if that in fact happened, and it happened at that time in the morning, that when it says there was no suspected foul play, I would have to think that this gentleman did it on his own. I'd have to think this gentleman, for whatever reason, wanted to die, and because of that, he did die. I want to stay over on the Missouri side, I guess, for at least a couple more articles in a couple more situations. It says that Steve Stinger awaits sentencing. Jeff Smith says he might expect what he may expect in prison. Now, Jeff Smith is a gentleman who was a state senator who went to prison a few years back. He was a state senator and went to prison while he was a state senator. And he says he's going to have to learn how to fit in with the people who are primarily drug dealers, he said. The former Missouri state senator said the hardest part of this whole of these high-profile people who end up in prison is trying to stay behind bars, staying low behind bars. You know, and I believe that to be totally true. So one of the most important lessons Smith says he's learned before checking in a prison is to appreciate what is really important to him. It says when you go to prison, you have to remember the things that kept you out of prison: humility, being around your loved ones, and I say to that I think it's totally true, but. I do believe, and I don't know for a fact, but I would think that Mr. Stinger will probably get 3 or 4 years in prison. I don't think he'll get any less, and I really don't think he's going to get much more. But I think probably 36 months is good for what he's been accused of. Now, I know people will say hey, that's not much time. Hell, there's been people years back got 40, 50 years for stealing $200,000, $100,000. But I think most of that has went by the wayside by now. So I would have to say in this day and age, if you get 24 to 36 months, I think you're going to be doing really good, really good at that point. I want to kind of go nationally, I guess, here momentarily. They talked about Sarah Sanders, who at the end of the month will no longer. But anyway, we talked about her a little bit, I guess, yesterday or the day before. And they said in the paper that she was never really the press secretary, that President Trump did all the briefing, did all the work. He had her out there, and I think the last few months, I don't know how many, that 94 days ago was the last time she had a briefing. So that's over 3 months ago. And they said at that point, she would only talk about what she was told to talk about, and that was only what President Trump wanted her to talk about. So I don't understand, where we're at with that. But I just thought, going through all this and reading it again, that they were probably right. I don't think at any point that Sarah Huckabee Sanders was ever really, the whole time she was there, I don't think she was ever really the press secretary. I think that Trump did most of the work, I think, behind the scenes. And I know behind the scenes he ran the whole thing. But at the end of the time, I would think that, she should be proud of what little she did. And I don't think there was much to what she did. But, she doesn't have to be ashamed, because she worked for a man. She worked for a man who knew what was going on. She worked for a man who knew what he wanted to do. And she worked for a man who at the end of the day would say, this is the way I want it, and this is the way it's going to be. So, because of that, I think it was time for her to go. And I want to congratulate her again and wish her the best down in Arkansas. Hopefully she will run for something again. I think she's a decent candidate. But, that doesn't always make a difference. I found out here, too, that friends of Michael Brown, they lose a court battle in his lawsuit in the judges. A federal appeals court reversed two of its own judges Monday and said that a civil suit filed by a friend who witnessed the shooting of Michael Brown should be thrown out. It said in the 7-4, the 8th U.S. Court of Appeals said that both a 2017 ruling by a panel and a lower court ruling were wrong to allow a lawsuit by Darian Johnson to proceed against Ferguson, also the former chief of police Tom Jackson and former officer Darren Wilson, who shot Brown. Johnson's attorneys claim Wilson violated the Constitution when he stopped Brown and Johnson. Then he used excessive force when he fatally shot Brown and shot at Johnson and missed. It says the court here, Johnson was never seized for legal purposes. He never submitted to Wilson's authority, as he only stopped briefly but then ran away. If Johnson was not seized, then the constitutional question to the court, to the case, does not apply, the court said. So I would guess at this point, this ruling, and this has been going on for probably 3 or 4 years, this probably brings to a close, I would think. Could be wrong. But I would think this brings to a close the federal lawsuit filed by Mr. Brown's friend, who said that, he witnessed the whole thing and he saw different than Michael Brown saw. So I would hope that this, for all intents and purposes, is over. Of course, you never know in a situation like this if it's going to be over until it's totally over. And I would think at this point in time that it probably is over now. Again, I could be wrong. Haven't been wrong yet my entire life, but could be wrong, and I'll continue on that path. Want to talk to, and we talked about it briefly, an inmate who was held in the St. Louis County Jail for 8 days died less than an hour after being taken to a state prison. Daniel Stout, was transported from the jail in St. Louis County and arrived at the Eastern Reception Diagnostic and Correctional Center in Bon Terre, Missouri at 9:35. And they responded at 10:05 for emergency call. The ambulance arrived, but Stout was already dead. Court records, no records were released about the circumstances leading up to his death. The case is under investigation by St. Francis County and the Corrections Department. Said that Stout had been in custody since June the 3rd. It had problems, and you know, apparently he complained of some problems. But at the end of the day, it says a series of three deaths at the jail earlier resulted in criminal investigations, a counsel inquiry, a lawsuit, and a change of leadership. Prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell said May the 23rd, investigations by police and prosecutors identified systematic breakdown in the jail that he found, that's a prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell found to be very, very troubling. So again, I don't know in regards to that situation what the hell's going on, but I have to and would say that if there's a problem, wherever the problem is, should be addressed. And I think this is about time that all these problems should be addressed. And I always say, it's not just the whites. There's some bad black police officers. There's some bad white police officers. But I think together, the decent white and decent black community can and will, I say, at some point come together, because if they don't, you're going to see corruption and destruction all throughout the law enforcement community. And I don't mean with just white, bad white police officers, because there's enough bad black police officers to go around too. But what I always like in the newspaper, and you see it constantly, it's always when they say the bad police officers, they're always, I say always, coming after the white guy. They never come after the black police. If they come after a black police officer, it's because he's done something intentionally on his own. But if you're white and you've got problems, you're not the only one with problems, because the way they're talking, the way the Ethical Society of Police, the Black Police Officers Association in St. Louis, the way they're talking, there's several bad police officers. And when they say bad police officers, you know they're talking white bad police officers. They're not talking bad black police officers, because I guess in their minds there's no such thing as a bad black police officer in the St. Louis City Police Department. So but it always comes down when they have these hearings, when they have all this crap going on, it always ends up being that the Ethical Society for Police, the black police organization, they're always bitching, always moaning, always groaning that it's a white thing. You never say they've got black officers involved. I don't think you ever heard of the Ethical Society of Police, the black arm of the St. Louis Police Department. I don't think you've ever heard where they say there was a black police officer who was wrong, a black police officer who did wrong. They save that for somebody else, because they know at the end of the day there are good white police officers. They know there are bad white police officers, just like they know they're bad black police officers, along with the good black police officers. But they want to continue. They want to continue down that road to say that it's never at the hands of the black group, the blacks, the Black Ethical Society of Police. They always want to say it's the white groups. It's always the white groups that stir up the crap. It's always the white hating groups, where if the blacks get involved, they're just black activists. They're not killers. They're not rapists. They're not robbers. They're just activists who get involved because of all the crap that the bad white police officers do. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
When the party was spiced, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I hear a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? 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 Who let the dogs
out? This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Again, as always, we're not going to take it. We're all going to come together and going to do what needs to be done to keep this crap from breaking apart on all of us. I see in the St. Louis American a great article. It's not a great article. It's an article by a great man, Bernie Hayes. Know him personally. Great man. Known him a number of years. And he's talking about what's missing in action. Is serious black talk radio in St. Louis. And I have to agree with him. I have to agree with him. There is no good black, middle-aged, older black talk radio stations, and I've talked to him about it in the past, and he agreed with me that something needs to be done. But at the end of the day, they talk about all the great black reporters on both sides of the river, and there were some great reporters on both sides of the river. They talk about what a good job they did, and they did do a good job, but needless to say, and it happens not just in St. Louis, but happens all over this great country of ours, that somehow the black situation doesn't stay up with the white situation. The black situation, they seem to go by the wayside because the proud blacks, they'll take money and go with the white groups where a lot of the proud blacks don't have any place to go. And because they don't have any place to go, they just go by the wayside. Now, I say that with all due respect to both both races. I think there's enough shame and blame, as always, in the game to go around. But I have to agree with Bernie Hayes that I think there should and could be a decent, a proud black radio station that takes care of the middle-aged, older black community and have the white community involved. But at this point, it's not there now. They've got occasional shows by some guests, but most of the black, and there's a lot of black radio today, but it's not serious black talk radio. You know, they play all the songs, they play all the rap songs, and they don't really give a damn. They do not give a damn about what went on in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. They want to know what's going on now. And for Bernie to say that they believe that we deserve what we get, nothing other than good times and funny jokes. And that's what Bernie said. And I have to, once again, agree with him. I don't know why they don't come up with a proud black radio station in the St. Louis market. It doesn't have to be by a black owner. It could be by a white owner, but somebody who's going to take this crap serious and do something about it. You know, they've tried in the past. They've tried different radio stations that last for a month or two or three or four, but they seem to all peter out. They all seem to peter out. And at the end of the day, when they do peter out, that's just one more good black radio host gone by the wayside. And I personally don't think it's right. I think there's enough out there that there should be radio enough for the middle-aged older whites, the middle-aged older blacks, the young whites, the young blacks. I think there should be, and there is. There's enough radio stations to go around. I don't know why so many of them are playing hip-hop, so many of them are playing this rap, so many of them are playing just country songs. So again, there's enough shame and blame in that game to go around. We've got some callers. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the dark side.
Hey, good morning, you nasty bath.
Hey, what's
How
going
you doing?
On? I'm doing okay. What's going on with you? Well, apparently that wasn't Dave. Yeah, that definitely was not Dave. But again, lines are always open. We are the Patriot, America's Voice of Freedom. You can call toll free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. And it's really amazing. It's really amazing. We're talking about Bernie Hayes. We're talking about the older black host on all these talk shows. And again, there were a lot of good black talk show hosts back in the day. There was Richard Onion Harton. They had Liz Brown. Hank Thompson knew him. Betty Thompson, Cleo Willis knew him. A lot of these, and a lot of them on both sides of the river. And Scott here says regular guests on the program included Onion Harton, Betty Thompson, George Curry, Yvetter Young, Garden Bush, Carl Officer, and many from both sides of the river. And I'm old enough that I can remember all of that. And I thought back in the day, and I listened to some black radio, I thought back in the day that actually was pretty good to listen to now. Didn't listen to it all the time. I didn't listen to white radio all the time. Actually, I didn't listen to much radio back in the day, but that was just me. But again, I wanted to make light of this big article in the St. Louis American newspaper about Bernie Hayes, and again, everything he's done for not just the proud black community, everything he's done for the proud white community. I think he's been an all-around, just a favorite guy for a lot of people in the St. Louis market. And at this point, I wish him well. I hope everything works out for him. I would at some point in time, like to see again another proud black radio station come on board, because they can say what they want about Bob Romanek, but Bob Romanek's by far a racist. All I want to do is make it fair for everybody. I want to see, I want to see it where everybody, both proud white and proud black, come together. We've got some more callers. Go ahead, Bob. You're on the dark side.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I want to get off topic in a second, but it's kind of in the same topic of what you're talking about. I'm not a big sports someone. Meanwhile, you like I heard a caller say yesterday, most of the percentage, and I guess there was a black folk over there at the St. Louis thing, too, as well, but there was no arrests, no fights, no... There has to be something about that culturally. What do you think?
Yeah, you know what, Bob, I agree with you 100%, and I don't know what it is, but I know there's certain areas in this great country where there's never a problem, and then there's other areas where as soon as the game's over, they're tearing stuff up, and I have to agree that, to me, St. Louis is one of the best cities for work when it comes to, you know, doing something for their situation with athletics, because I think when they had the basketball teams and even the football teams and now the hockey teams and the baseball teams, I don't think there's ever been a major problem with the St. Louis area as far as problems. Have you?
No, there hasn't been, and that's another thing, is that it was pushed as a family event, yes, but people were also drinking. They were allowed to bring their own beer over there in soft side coolers. So that must tell you something as well. There was, you know, some people say 500,000, 250,000, whatever the case may be. People were over there drinking, having a good time, and there was no problem. It's just amazing to me how a certain culture of people can act normal, and a certain culture of people can act like animals. You know, no father's ever spanked their butts, I guess. Yeah. I don't know what the problem is.
You know what, Bob, I have to agree with you, but I do have to say on that also, it's certain parts of the area. Now, if this would have been in North St. Louis, I think there would have been major problems. But I think where it was at, there was a lack of problems because there was a lack of not proud blacks, but a lack of niggers. What do you think?
Well, yes, of course, but there wouldn't be nothing like that in North St. Louis because of the problems that is in North St. Louis. There's tons of proud white people that live in North St. Louis, Spanish Lake area, that you know, need things of that nature and can't have it because of the rest of the bad apples in the community, you know. Same thing we have here in Granite City. Same thing we have here.
You know what, Bob, I agree with you 1,000%. There's crap all over, but I think at the end of the day, and I have to say this, I think St. Louis is probably one of the best areas in the country as far as athletic events, don't you think?
Yes, of course. We have a big history in that. We are in the middle of the middle of the country, and it goes back to the 1900s, early 1900s. Baseball was very big in these areas, you know.
You know what? I agree with you. Bob, thanks for the call. I sincerely appreciate it. We've got some more callers. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take the rest of the callers. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, renegade radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome back to the last segment of the Grim Reaper. We've got some more callers. Go ahead, Zach. You're on the dark
side.
Hey,
Bob. I was just calling to see if you're feeling all right. You know, don't seem like yourself today.
Yeah, no, I feel a lot better. Hell, if you listened to me a week ago, you couldn't hardly hear me. Now, I sound, I think, 100% better. Now, I'm not 100% there, but I think I sound a lot better than I did this time last week, don't you, or do you?
Oh, yeah, you definitely sound better than you did last week. You're still not sounding 100 like you were a few weeks ago.
Yeah, well, you know what, though, Zach, that'll take its time, but I think we're just about back to semi-normal. What's going on in your world?
Oh, nothing, man. I'm just over here in the old driveways, you know. Just wanted to call and see if you were doing all right. It seemed like you've been saying the same stuff like you used to. You're normally a little bit more passionate sounding on the radio, screaming and everything else, yelling at people. I love it, man.
Yeah.
I love
your
station.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Zach, you have a good day. We're going to get back to that. It's just that I'm not really under the weather anymore. I'm just getting out from under the weather. And again, as always, it takes time. It takes time to build your strength back up. And I just want to, again, let everybody know that I'm that I'm well and good. And, you know, sometime it takes a few days. Sometime it takes more than a few days. But it's been about a week or so. And I feel a whole lot better. Now, I don't know if I sound a whole lot better, but I think that'll come with a little more time. But I want to talk about, I want to go back over to St. Louis, and it says here, as I see it, it's a forum for community issues. State vehicle stops, their data does not prove racial bias. And this comes from a gentleman who is the executive director of the Missouri Sheriff's Association. His name's Kevin Murrett, and he puts in this nice article, that, you know, just because there's a lot of stops doesn't mean that that they're all racial stops. Now, I have to agree that I think there's more black stops than white stops, and I think that's because in this area especially, you're going to get blacks doing a lot more dirty than you're going to get whites. Now, there's areas not around here that I think you'd get more white than black. And, you know, that's understandable, but in the St. Louis metropolitan area, I think anytime you have a problem like that, it's going to be black and white, but I think it's going to be primarily black over white. I think percentages are probably 2-3-4-1, and that's okay because that's just, you know, that's just the way it is. But, you know, the gentleman here, and he's a white guy, says just because of all the data doesn't prove anything. You know, there's enough data to go around. They take the data all over their metropolitan area before they do any kind of studies. And they have found that, he said, there's much more to this issue than raw data from stops. It says those who support our law enforcement officers should not blindly conclude bias, especially based on part of being the color of your skin. And I have to totally agree with him. I I don't think it has. I think back in the day it did had something to do with the color of their skin, but I think anymore it's what's right or wrong. And I still think till this day, especially in the St. Louis region, percentage-wise, there's a lot more blacks doing wrong than there is whites. And because of that, I'd have to say that, you know, that I agree with them. And I just hope that at some point in time, it all comes to a head and we can show that it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's just a thing. And whoever's involved is whoever's involved. And I know it's rough to say that, but again, at the end of the day, it's going to be what it is. Now, we can stop more black people than white people, or we can stop more white people than black people. We can stop more gays than straights, or vice versa. But it's always going to average out at the end of the day. It's going to be what it is. And I just honestly think that in this situation, especially in the St. Louis region, that you're going to find more blacks involved in crime than you are whites. Now, I don't know if that's because they don't have the career opportunities, they don't want the career opportunities, or whatever it is. But I want to thank Kevin Merritt for putting this article out. And again, I think it's a decent article. I agree with Bernie Hayes, too. I think there should be a couple proud black radio stations, but I also believe that there should be some white stations that talk about white situations. And I'm, for one, have started the WAR Radio Network, White Awareness Radio, that we will talk about, not about black issues, we will talk about white issues. And I think it's only appropriate that we talk about white issues. And I think it's only appropriate in the black community. Sometimes they talk about primarily black issue because there's enough shame and blame in that game to go around for both sides. But I do want to say that it's about time that we exit our day's work. And I want to say thanks to Bernie Hayes for that great article in the paper about him and the proud black radio stations in the past, and hopefully that they'll be in the future. I want to thank Kevin Merritt from the executive director for the Missouri Sheriff's Association. He's a white guy, for giving his part, because I think he's correct in what he says also. And again, I think there's enough shame and blame in the game to go around for both the whites and the blacks. So let's all try to, if we can, let's all try to come together to make this country, to make our world a little bit better place for everybody. Now, I don't know how long it's going to happen. It may be a year, it may be 10, it may be 20, and it may never come about. But I still think at the end of the day, if we all as one come together, the proud whites, the proud blacks, proud men and women, Democrats and Republicans, I think we can stop a lot of this crap. And I think at the end of the day, we're either going to stop a lot of this crap. If we don't stop it, it's going to stop us. So we're going to have to try to play the field and see where we're going. But I honestly hope that at the end of the day, that there'll be a lot of positive things come out. And if they don't, that's going to be on all of us. So as always, people, it's time to go. So let's continue. Let's continue, as always, to unite, to expose these asswipe bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks that we always call no good, no count, good for nothing, lousy, lying bastards, both black and white. There's enough, again, shame and blame in that game to go around. So let's continue to unite to expose these asswipe bastard, political, parasitical, perverted, I said perverted punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, you know what we have to do. We all have to come together, and we all have to destroy these ass white bastards. And they're not just white, they're not just black, they're a combination. But there's bad guys out there in all groups, all races, so we have to come together and expose these son of a bitches before they destroy us. Never, never any violence. Let's dispose them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
all the way from Boot Lip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the Grim Rapper of Radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The Grim Rapper of Radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thugs. Intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, 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 nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga, 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 nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis. We'll